Craig Zimmerman joins us back on the show today from the law offices of Craig Zimmerman, and we're going to talk about a subject today that I think is probably the most uncomfortable in probably all of the dealings that you do. Maybe not on your side, as you're an experienced pro, but as someone who has been swimming up river hypothetically for far too long, it's never a fun moment when you realize you're not going to be able to get out from underneath your debt and you need help and you need to file for bankruptcy. I assume when people come into your office or make that phone call for the first time, they're probably beaten down to a point where they're more fragile than they've ever been in their life.
Yeah, that's the saddest part of my job, is that most people consider filing bankruptcy to be a failure in life, a failure to their family, to their parents, to themselves. And so when they come see you, you try to help them maintain their dignity and understand that this is actually not admitting failure, this is taking control of their lives. But by far, bankruptcy clients are probably the most depressed clients I get overall.
You know, but it's also funny too, because if you talk to someone that has filed for bankruptcy and moved on with their life and, you know, used the bankruptcy as a positive thing to get back on track, it's, some people will say it's the greatest thing they ever did, you know, best decision they ever made with their lives, because they're able to really start anew. Is that true? I know bankruptcy laws change all the time, Craig, but if I file for bankruptcy and wait the allotted time, will my life really be a clean slate?
Yes. Honestly, if you file a Chapter 7, which is the fresh start bankruptcy, and you wipe out the unsecured debt, basically your credit card debt and that kind of stuff, your life's going to get better. You got to remember, when you're living on credit, you're going negative. I always tell clients, this is a function of math. You take what you earn, what you spend, what's left over. When you look at it, most people have nothing left over. And so what they're doing is they're using credit cards and payday loans to meet basic expenses. So they're really running negative. And they have nothing in a retirement account, nothing for savings, nothing to go on vacation. And when I enlighten people to, look, you're 30, 40, 50 years old, however you are, we don't want to work forever, though it feels like we are, and we will. You need to start again, and there's nothing wrong with, as I say, hitting a reset button. Mm-hmm. And getting your life under control, not paying the credit cards back, starting all over and actually getting a better budget and getting a better handle on things. Most clients tell me their biggest regret was not calling me a year or two sooner. And so, yeah, I absolutely agree with that.
Well, I think some people wait for rock bottom to hit, that they wait until it literally cannot get any worse. Is that really the right time to start looking for answers, or is it, you know, a year before that happens?
You know, it's funny. I agree. Everyone thinks, you know, when they come to see me, a lot of clients are, I can't do this anymore. I'm up all night, the phone, I can't answer my phone. I don't sleep. I don't eat. It's making me sick. And then I look at their financials and what's going on to them. And I mean, I can tell, and I won't usually tell the client because I don't want to upset them, but they should have seen me a year or two earlier. You know, people always ask me, when's the best time to file bankruptcy? And there are certain situations where timing is a concern. But a bankruptcy judge once said to me when I was in open court that bankruptcy is a function of pressure. And everyone feels pressure differently. So when they file is a function of them. And I think that's a very important concept to understand. Everyone feels this pressure differently. But I look at it as a train. I also tell clients, I look at it as a train. Sometimes people see the train and it's, you know, 100 miles away, but they know it's coming. Mm-hmm. So they're nervous and they see me. Some people see me and it's 10 miles away. Some people see me, it's at the stop before them. Some people are about to get hit by one big train. And unfortunately, way too many clients, the train ran over them about 2-3 years ago. And I think that you really, most people need to see me a lot sooner than later, because their options are a lot greater and the things they can do are a lot better. I mean, I have clients that see me and say, look, I emptied my pension account so I can save my house. I liquidated all my savings. I sold this. And after we're all done, they look at me and they said, look, I just need to know, had I seen you before I did that? I'm like, well, the truth is, had you seen me beforehand, you'd still have those things.
Wow.
You'd still be losing a house. But You'd still have the retirement account. You may still have the savings.
Right.
And that's a tough discussion because that really is the punch in the gut for people. But I won't lie to them. But so, yeah, you should see a bankruptcy attorney a lot sooner than you think.
It seems, though, for some people that pride can get in the way of that. When do people have to let go of that pride and just go, I need to do what's best?
The sooner the better. I mean, again, I agree with that. It's funny when you look at reality TV shows today, people talk about a lot of very interesting and very personal life items that I don't know why you would talk about on TV or right. on commercial. But if I ask you about your personal finances, you're probably ready to belt me in the mouth. And I'm like, really? You have to take the pride. Not being able to pay your bills is not necessarily a failure. I'm not one of those that blame society, but it's not hard to get in trouble because depending where you live, like we're in Southern California, it's very expensive to live. And most people never realize it. They never put pen and paper together or, you know, these days computer and
get the Excel spreadsheet out, yeah.
And do a budget and realize what they're spending. And, you know, some of this is just the way consumer goods are sold. Did you ever look at a car lease? It's $199 a month for 36 months.
Mm-hmm.
Buy furniture, it's $25 a week. Or
right.
Everything's sold on a monthly payment, not the total dollars. And everyone thinks, oh, I can afford the $100 or my credit card payment's only $50 a month. But they don't look at the statement that says if you pay the $50 a month, it's going to take you 24 years to pay it off.
It's true.
And when I get you to look at that stuff, you start to realize if I never use my credit card again at $50 a month or $100 a month, I'm going to be paying for the next 23 years. So that means that Starbucks latte is technically going to still be not mine, as everyone likes to say. I'll own it in 24 years. So it's not a failure, but it's just stuff happens.
Right. No.
And I don't think you should look at it as a failure, but I think it's retaking your life. It's more empowering than anything else. Right.
I think the mass majority of debt, and I'm speculating here, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the majority of debt that people are coming into when it comes to bankruptcy is credit cards, correct?
Oh, that's one of the top debts. I mean, it's credit cards, it's taxes, it's student loans.
Right.
It's my house.
Right. Well, my question is, if you have, say, $15,000, $20,000 of credit card debt, when is it clear that you should do bankruptcy opposed to something along the lines of like credit card consolidation?
Well, you know, again, everything's a function of your income. You know, if you're making $70,000 a year, it may be one thing. If you're making $20,000, it may be another. I think what you really have to look at is when's the last time you used your cards? How much are you paying? Where are you going? I mean, right. If you pull out a year's worth of statements or go online and look at a year's worth of statements and you see your balance is $3,500 a month on each card each month, and either you're using it and paying it all in and charging up whatever you pay, or you're just paying minimums and or you're paying late fees, I always think you should start with a bankruptcy attorney because I'll say that with a caveat, a very competent bankruptcy attorney is going to tell you the truth. The problem with some bankruptcy attorneys is I know bankruptcy. I'll tell you to file bankruptcy. Go file bankruptcy. You know, just the same with the consumer credit counseling. They're going to tell you go see consumer credit counseling unless you're a lost cause. But I do think a really competent bankruptcy attorney is going to help you out and say, you know, you can go consumer credit counseling. You're not lost. Or you need to file. But I would start there.
You know, I asked you what kind of debt people would come across the table with to you in filing for bankruptcy. And you mentioned taxes. Can I file bankruptcy on my taxes?
Well, it's an interesting thing. You can technically discharge taxes, and we do discharge taxes. There's a time requirement. I mean, it has to be 3 years since your return was due.
Okay, so back taxes, you're out.
No, that's what you're dealing with, back taxes. You can't deal. It has to be older than 3 years.
Okay.
So it's been three years since your return is due, and your return is always due April 15th, unless you extended the return, filing your return until October 15th.
Got it.
So, for example, if you – this is 2015. April 15th, 2015 – everyone's returns due. Let's forget extensions.
Right.
That means on April 16th, I always like to use the extra day, 2018, you could discharge your 2014 taxes.
Got it.
Because in 2015, we filed for 2014.
Right.
It has to be at least 200, I'm sorry, it has to be at least 2 years since you filed the return. So you have to file the return. And it has to be at least 180 days since the IRS or the state has assessed tax, not interest and penalties. And we actually do that assessment for clients. But if it's an older tax that meets those requirements, you can actually wipe them out in bankruptcy.
No kidding.
Yep.
Wow.
That makes me the magic man.
Well, it makes you a guy that people should seek answers from, because I think that's a misnomer. I don't think a lot of people really understand what you can and can't file bankruptcy on. And I thought you were stuck with taxes forever.
No, no. On income taxes, you can discharge them. Payroll taxes get to be a lot different. Those don't go away, especially
right.
if you get hit with a 100% penalty. I have quite a few clients. The main impetus during a Chapter 13 is taxes.
Wow. Yeah. Well, learn something new every day. If you want to learn more, you can get in touch with the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. Craig, tell them how they can do so.
You can call my office at 1-800-987-4165. That's 1-800-987-4165. Or on the web, our website is www.craigzlaw.com. That's Craig, the letter Z, law, L-A-W.com.
Craig, appreciate the lesson on bankruptcy today.
I appreciate the time.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon for specific legal advice in your situation. There is no attorney-client relationship formed unless you have a legal services agreement executed by you and the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. There are no representations or guarantees of any outcome being made in this podcast. This is not an attorney advertisement or solicitation for new clients in any state or jurisdiction where the firm does not accept clients. The firm maintains of-counsel relationships in state where it does not have an office. Our attorneys are licensed to practice in California, New York, New Jersey, and Texas.